We're with Ken Schmitz, SNS Auto. You got new digs at SNS Auto Electric here.
Finally.
Have you doubled or tripled your space, or what are you talking about?
Well, actually, we're only about 10 feet wider than other buildings, Steve. It's
really?
About, and with the upstairs at the other building, we're at about the same square footage. It's just I'm not up against cement walls every time I turn around, and it's the nice thing is we have off-street parking. Got the warehouse right across the driveway, so we can unload right here, so our efficiency factor is going to go up. And I think access-wise, we aren't on Main Street anymore, but it's probably as good a location as we could get not on Main Street. Of course, one of the biggest reasons we moved up here is we don't have to worry about flooding anymore. If we flood here, the whole town's down, so kind of the way I look at it.
All right. Your new Husqvarna display, people are going to, that's going to be an eye-catcher.
Yeah, it's a very nice display. Probably worth just making the drive in to take a look at that. So, yeah, very, very happy with that display, you bet.
How many years have you been the owner?
Taught for 3 years at the high school, and then I think in 76 I started with my dad working for him, and then in 78 we formed a partnership, and then a little later we formed an S corporation, so full time since 76 here. So
how long were you at the main store?
Well, Dad started there in 48, I think, and it was an existing business prior to that. A fellow by the name of Morris had it. Was Morris Auto Electric, and prior to that, I believe all the way back into the 1890s, the original middle building was actually a blacksmith shop back in that day. So that location's been there a long, long time. There's a lot of history there, you bet.
Tell people what you do here.
We used to do a lot of car work, and that's where the Auto Electric name came from. Although we've gotten away from the car work, I still do the alternator and starter rebuilding sales. We do have remanufactured units plus repair alternators, starters. Do a lot of magneto work yet for the old tractors. Carburetor work, not many people are doing carburetor work anymore. I still do quite a bit of that. And then, of course, our emphasis has switched to the lawn and garden industry, and that's just been something that's really taken off for us, and that's why we made the decision to come over here and expand. And I think as you walked in, you noticed the display area. I don't think you're going to find a larger display area of lawn and garden from Minneapolis to wherever. It's huge. If we have it in stock, it's going to be on the floor. So we sell the Husqvarna line. Dixon is going away. They've replaced that with Johnsrud. Picked up another short line called Raven, which is a little utility cart that's actually a lawnmower with a built-in generator and a utility cart, a kind of a three-in-one deal. We're Briggs, Kohler, Tecumseh, Wisconsin, Robin. As far as engine parts, we sell MTD parts, Murray parts. We can get parts for just about everything, maybe except John Deere and Snapper, and we have outlets for those. We use Valley Plains out here for our John Deere. They're very good to work with. So we service all makes and models of lawn and garden. Anything with an engine in that small engine range, we take care of.
You've got to be pretty excited about your new digs, you and John and the others, right?
Yeah. We couldn't be more pleased with how things are working out. We're still trying to put the shop together somewhat, but the parts is moving very smoothly. Everything is, couldn't be happier with the way that's working out. The display area, the off-street parking for the customers. Once we get the shop organized, we'll be even more efficient. So just encourage people to stop in and take a look. We're very, very pleased and very proud of our facility.